Find a Way. This is the author, Diana Nyad. Dedication. It's been said that each of us would thrill to the good fortune of having one profound, loyal, unconditional friendship in our lifetime. Count me doubly lucky. I have two such steadfast, lifelong friends. Candace and Bonnie, every moment spent with each of you is a treasure, then, now, forever. Epigraph. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Mary Oliver, The Summer Day. Chapter 1. Crisis. The chanting begins in a gentle chorus and grows to an adrenaline-fueled frenzy. Our voices emanate from the dock at Marina Hemingway in a resounding boom, sweeping over the cobblestone streets of Old Havana, wafting across the sea toward faraway U.S. shores. The Extreme Dream team is 35 strong. We are huddled. Closest to me in the center is Bonnie and Candace and Mark and John. They are my lifeline. I yell. The cadence falls in. Where are we swimming from? They answer, Cuba. I pump it up a notch. Where are we swimming to? They escalate, Florida. We are giddy with faith. Our secular version of a religious revival, the congregation chanting in a fever. We are as one. This will be our time. Our collective passion catapults us into an altered state of zeal. Our voices pump through the humid late afternoon of a sultry day in Havana, September 23, 2011. We are believers. The crew scatters to their respective boats while I return to the hotel room. They need to be through customs and waiting for me to swim out of the mouth of Marina Hemingway Harbor in 2 hours. I go back to the silent rituals. Hydrating, yoga, stretches, deep breathing, a meditation of calm and focus. I'm talking to myself very slowly. I inhale with one syllable, exhale with the next, imbuing my brain with the mandates of this possibly impossible endeavor, this endeavor that drives my life force. Take every minute, one at a time. Don't be fooled by a perfect sea at any given moment. Accept and rise to whatever circumstance presents itself. Be in it full tilt, your best self. Summon your courage, your true grit. When the body fades, don't let negative edges of despair creep in. Allowing flecks of negativity leads to a Pandora's box syndrome. You can't stop the doubts once you consent to let them seep into your tired, weakened brain. You must set your will. Set it now. Let nothing penetrate or cripple it. I visualize pulling on a titanium helmet before the first stroke. This is my will. This strength of mind cannot be diminished. We think, after our two failures, that we know every possible roadblock that can emerge to thwart our journey, yet it is truly a vast, unfathomably powerful wilderness out there. This is a swimmer's Mount Everest, the great epic ocean endeavor of our blue planet. It's never been done. Strong swimmers have been questing across this ocean since 1950. No one has made it all the way across unaided. You can do this. You will do this. The mantra takes on a rhythm with each breath, through the toe touches, the shoulder rotations. The body is warming, loosening. The mind is steeling. The spirit is reaching its necessary, indomitable plateau. Bonnie and I